Today, you don't know what to do with yourself? Well, Barbara Streisand does, and she'll tell you in today's liberal agenda. Plus, a genuine real-life Kennedy's coming on the show. Bobby Kennedy Jr. previewing his Air America debut. But right now, I've got Sue Ellicott and Mark Riley with me on Friday morning.
Hey.
Don't make it sound like an anti-climax, simply because we're not Kennedys.
Hey, you know, there's only a few Kennedys around, and we get to talk to one.
Wait a minute. I thought he had like 11 kids, didn't he?
Maybe there's hundreds of Kennedys around. Maybe they're sort of like, they have enough kids. It's sort of biblical. It's a biblical family almost, the number of Kennedys there are.
Well, listen, don't say anything that's going to make him hang up before we talk to him.
No, he's going to be doing a show here. We have a lot of other shows on Air America, if you don't know that, out there in the world. I will be on Janine Garofalo's show tonight at 8 o'clock. If you didn't get enough of me now, I will be with Janine and Sam tonight at 8 o'clock for an hour hanging around. Randy Rhodes, I've been listening to myself. Very exciting.
I have, too. I've been following. I really haven't stayed up late enough, except for last night, to listen to Janine. But
yeah, I actually haven't. I've only heard bits and pieces of the show, but I listen to Sam in the morning when he's complaining about things. Sam usually gets in at around 10 o'clock to start whining. And then, so I listen to Cedar, do his whining. And that's just, I'm helping him prepare is what I'm doing. So tonight I get to see how it all pans out. And then we've got Majority Report. That's their show. And we've got the girls after us.
Unfiltered.
Wait a minute. The girls and Chuck D.
Chuck D.
The girls and Chuck
Liz
D.
Wednesday.
I certainly
and
never
Rachel
called Chuck
Maddow.
D. Would never call Chuck D a girl.
Good idea.
that's a good show. But, I mean, Randy Rhodes, for some reason, man, I find her very compelling. I find her very compelling.
You know what the reason is?
Why?
She is compelling.
She's she knows her stuff, and she's got that momentum. It's almost hypnotic, and it makes you, when you listen to people, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go kick some ass. She has that.
She has tenacity. Like
she
a pit bull on your, on the inside of your ankle. Or something.
I'm just sending her some love.